Father. Father, we just bless your name for this day. But truly, this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose to rejoice. We choose to praise your name. Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing in our life. Father, we thank you for those things that you are perfecting in our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare, as we stand in agreement on this morning, we stand that all things are going to work according to your plan and purpose in our lives. Father God, we declare greatness in the lives of your people on this morning. We declare, Father, in your matchless name, that things and situations are turning around, and they're turning around according to your word. Father, we declare and decree that we are the head and not the tail. We declare and decree that whatsoever we touch, Father, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father, those that are asleep, they're getting ready to be awakened unto righteousness and to right standing with you. Father God, we declare and decree as we stand in this space called unity and purpose and love, we decree, Father, that your will be done. We decree and declare, Lord, that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. We declare and decree, even there in your matchless name, Father, that our footsteps have already been ordered by you, Father. We declare strength, Father, in the lives of your people. We declare supernatural open doors that will begin to open up in the lives of your people. We declare miracles, Father. Let them flow, let them flow, let them flow in the name of Jesus. We declare that that which is impossible is getting ready to become possible for us. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, you're giving us 2020 vision in the name of Jesus. We declare that the body of Christ is coming together in the unity and the oneness of the Spirit. We declare, Father, that your people will rise up with great strength and great power and declare your name and declare your word. We declare holiness in the lives of your people today. We declare, Father, those that are lax, that they'll begin to rise up in a new strength. We declare, Father, wisdom shall be resting upon your people. We declare witty ideas that shall come forth in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father, that your glory will be revealed. We declare that the walls of opposition is coming down in the name of Jesus. We declare and we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation and over every challenge that we might face today. Father, we declare your word will live and your word will triumph over everything that stands up against you in the name of Jesus. Prophet Naomi, open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you. For this is the day that you made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it, Lord God. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for the glory of God that is being revealed even now. We thank you, Lord God, for our leadership, Lord God, that you've raised up. Lord God, we strengthen and we undergird them even now. We bless you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus covers and protects everything that concerns them. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We thank you for our head temple guard, Prophet Cynthia Dawson. We thank you, Lord God, that her light shall bring forth, spring forth like the dawn, that her healing quickly appears. We thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of your glory in her regard. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that concerns her is brought into right divine alignment, and the blood of Jesus covers and protects her even now. We thank you for your angels that stand guard, Lord God. We thank you for orchestrating and controlling and directing everything that is being done in regards to her, Lord God. And we thank you for right alignment in her body, mind, soul, and spirit. We thank you for every prophet on the line. We thank you for every listener on this call, and we speak divine healing and blessing and deliverance for your people and provision, Lord God, mending of relationships, right alignment in the homes and in the families. Jesus, we thank you for your glory, we pray. Amen and amen.
Next prophet. Next prophet, Prophet Joshua. All right, the prophet.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even on this conference line, Father God. I want to thank you for touching our leaders, Father God. I want to lift up even our bishops and our pastors. And Father God, I want to lift up each and every reverend, Father God, each and every minister, Father God. I want to lift up each and every deacon and deaconess, Father God. I want to lift up even the company of prophets, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, as you're touching even the elderly and as you're blessing them, Father God. Thank you for touching our communities, Father God. Thank you for blessing us in our comings and in our goings, Father God. I want to thank you even now. And I plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even over your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to lift her up, Father God. And we decree and declare, Father God, healing, wholeness, and completion, Father God, even over her and her family, Father God. And let the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, Father God, even before your people now, want to lift up each and every prayer request and supplication made before thee in the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Prophet W.E.D. Cruz.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you that you are ahead of all things, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the victory that we have in all things, Lord God. Lord, we commit everybody into your hands, Lord God. May we see miracles take forth in this place and in this season, Lord God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our community. Have your way in our leaders, Lord God. Lord, have your way in our families, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that in this season, Lord God, that you are moving us into a deeper, deeper, deeper understanding of you, Lord God. As you rise us up, Lord God, may we also touch those who do not know you, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the voice, the prophetic voice that will come forth in this season like never before. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to agree together in prayer. Thank you for your presence, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you also for miracles and breakthroughs in the lives of your people. Thank you for your angels of protection all around Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Lord God, and have your will and your way in the midst of her situation, her life, and your plans for good for her. Thank you for each one of us, Lord God, your plans to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, Lord God. Continue to direct our path, O God. Continue to encourage our hearts and strengthen us. Even in our faith, Lord God, decree and declare opportunities, Lord God, and your continued favor around each one, and even our families, Lord God, surround us with your mercy and goodness and your grace. Thank you so much, Father, for all that you have done and all you are going to do. And Lord, to you be the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. And we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, O God, and ordering our step, O God. And God, we thank you, God, for guiding us and helping us so that we may dwell together in unity, God, because it is good and pleasant to you, O God. And we thank you again, God, because we are many members, but we all belong to you, God. We thank you, our Father, God, that we are thy children, God. And thank you, God, for helping us to be united in one bond of love, God, because it's good, and you said it was good, and it's good for your kingdom, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for peace, God, and we want to thank you, God, for giving us that perfect peace, God, if we all trust in you, God. And God, thank you, God, for even though we live in this world of tribulations, God, that we're not fearful, God, and we are not afraid, God. And we want to thank you, God, because truly you have overcome the world, God. And thank you, God, for the peace, God. Thank you, God, for the joy, God. Thank you for the love and the understanding, God. And thank you, God, that we pray. And we pray that peace that you give us within us, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for clarity in all our situations, oh God. And God, we want to thank you for being with the prophetess, God, Prophetess Cynthia, God. You know her situations. Thank you for giving her clarity, God. Thank you for wrapping your arms around her, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection, oh God, over us, over our children, and over all our loved ones around us, oh God. And God, we want to thank you for keeping the enemy under our feet, oh God. And God, we want to thank you that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God, which is already condemned, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God. In your precious mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy and for giving us a place to come and pray. Thank you, Jesus, for wrapping your arms around all of us, God. And thank you for your hedge of protection, God. And I ask you right now, God, to hear us, hear our cry as we cry out for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, God, and for all of those who are sick and shut in and hurting, and those in the hospital and those who are ambulatory and just need help, God. God, touch your people in a mighty way. Thank you for healing, because healing is the children's bread. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And I thank you again for this platform, and thank you for the vision of Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line and each and every person who is listening in on the line who needs your help, God, who have come to hear what thus saith the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And even so, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise that we can come to you, Lord, with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. So thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercy, Father, that will follow us all the days of our life. We thank you, Father, Lord, knowing that, Lord, unto you, Lord, shall I gather the people be. And Lord, your word declare where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of us. And we thank you, Father, Lord, that the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. Lord, we thank you for stretching forth your hand, my God, and bringing deliverance, my God, and Lord, and victory to the lives of your people. Because you always cause us to triumph in all things through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your grace that you imparted unto lives and homes and families. Thank you for our leaders, my God, spiritual leaders, even Archbishop Ebron Jordan, Pastor and Prophetess, and leading Lady Deborah Jordan.